Okay. That's it. Okay. 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 Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. We're here. We're in Thailand. New episode. What a background for a podcast.
It's nice, right?
Well, the camera's wobbling, but you just can deal with that. There's nothing we can do.
It's very windy. It's a windy
We
beach.
Don't have a nice studio. We don't have a nice... Who cares? Not bothered. There's some stuff we want to talk about together.
Yeah.
And big news has been happening in the industry. There's some YouTube changes, but let's just talk about your favorite YouTuber. Here's your favorite YouTuber.
Logan and Jake Paul.
Logan and Jake Paul. Jake was in your last Bangkok vlog.
He was indeed.
You did.
Gave him a little snack. I heard he likes bananas.
Exactly. He likes scamming people too.
He likes scamming his fans, his followers. So,
If you guys aren't aware, if you haven't been on Twitter or YouTube, there's a guy called Coffeezilla. I like his content. I think it's class. I've binged lots of it. I don't usually shout out anyone because he's well bigger than me, but it's good because Logan and his team have been doing something. Speaking of bananas, look at that. Yeah. Anyway,
some nice,
nice undies.
Nice underwear you got there.
My Nana undies. He's been
keeping your Nana in place.
There's a few things over the years that somehow they keep getting away with scamming people.
Yeah, and it's not just them though, it's a lot of influencers.
Loads.
And YouTubers and all of these.
We weren't really aware of it though until we started watching these because it's not something I look into.
Well, the thing is, these guys come up, they pop up on your YouTube and you can't get rid of them. They're all irrelevant. They don't bring anything to society anyways.
Nah.
They're just loud.
Loud. That's how you get famous though.
Yeah.
You be loud as you can. There's that guy, he's not going to deserve any shout out. He's just a kid who screams into the camera. He got famous very quickly recently. I don't get it, but...
All these people with no meaning. They bring no meaning to the world. They're just empty shells.
Well, they've got a big influence, and what they use that influence for? Just to take money off the people they're influencing, and...
Well, that's what they've been doing, yeah.
It's beyond immoral.
Yeah.
Because... So, I'm not going to fully explain it. You know enough from what you watch it. But for the people who are listening and don't know what we're talking about, cryptocurrency and NFTs, we're not fans of them. Yeah. NFTs are a scam. They're just a scam.
NFTs were a scam. Since they started, I realized. I was like, what? Yeah. Come on.
Crypto wasn't a scam, but people are using it to scam. Yeah, I think the crypto bros will understand what I'm saying there. Cryptocurrency makes sense, but then people are using it to scam, to rug pull.
Exactly.
So how it works, I'm just repeating what other people have put on the internet. Some influencer gets paid to promote a coin. Everybody starts putting money in, and as soon as it's worth a ton of money, they pull the rug and they sell, and everyone loses their money.
Just basically a pump and dump.
A pump and dump. They happen all the time. On that Coffeezilla's channel, I've seen him talk about Logan. He's talked about Lana Rhodes, part of the same crew.
Yeah.
Who else has he talked about? It doesn't matter who else. This point was about your favorite YouTuber, Logan, because he's in a controversy right now with Crypto Zoo, which is a project.
It's a game.
It's a game.
So basically what these guys do, what happens is they get approached by shady crypto characters that see they have an influence and audience, and they're like, okay, we can use their audience to pump and dump our shady crypto scheme here. Project.
Game.
And that's how, they pump it up with they get all their millions of followers to go and buy, invest into it, and then they sell it.
Invest?
When it's high.
It's not invest. Invest, it's
you're
a
just
scheme.
Losing your money, yeah.
That's all it is. Whether they know or don't know when they first sign up, you have to do some due diligence. So you were only found out today that I often get these messages about you. People wanting to
approaching
use,
us, yeah.
Yeah, to want.
I've had a few
to...
people, shady characters, approach me personally as well.
Yeah, gonna go into it or do they not?
No.
Yeah.
You get a lot of those emails.
I get hundreds. I'm talking hundreds of. You need to create a Kaz coin. Guys, we've got this investment opportunity for you.
A new NFT project.
A new NFT.
A new crypto coin.
I'm gonna create some JPEGs. I'm gonna sell you them for $10,000 and then. They're worthless.
Yeah.
Just pictures of you that I've drawn on paint. That's exactly what it is.
All of these guys.
But also making Kaz coin, which is not a real thing and never will be. people approach us saying, do you want to put your name to this thing? And I just, I click delete.
Yeah, they're like scammy taxi drivers at airports.
I can use Kurt Kaz's name to scam all his audience and run away with, even be that much. You're
That's
not
exactly
Logan Paul.
What it is. Yeah.
You're not Logan Paul. You'll get that crypto coin would be worth a few thousand, 10, 20, 30,000. That guy would run away. You'd be left with the scam behind your name. But these people keep getting away with it.
Yeah.
So I would suggest, guys, you probably have, this is going to come out around the same time that Logan or Coffeezilla are going to butt heads together. They've both invited each other on each other's platforms. I'm fully behind Coffeezilla. He should not have to go to LA to sit in a room with Logan. He's a big guy. I think Stephen Coffeezilla just looks like a normal guy. Sit intimidated, having them cut out the things he says.
Yeah.
Logan needs to clear his own name.
To manipulate the
go live
podcast. Exactly.
Go live.
Go live. If what you believe is true, then go live and debate it with the guy. Instead of. Yeah, he's being shady.
It's shady.
If Logan Paul or Jake Paul or any of these influencers, KSI, any of these dweebs that do nothing for a living, they're just shallow, meaningless shells to society. If any of them want to make it up to their fans, I'll beat them up for their fans.
Walking around Bangkok, you have a group of people shouting at you, you want blowjob? You want blowjob?
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't. But I assume everyone else
know.
Does.
I don't know. I do.
Not from you. But I've seen them.
Oh, man.
They look and they're like, oh, there's an old man. Let's go and get him. He'll want to come back in this room with me. Because that's supply and demand.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I don't want to see that. I don't want to. I've seen it once. I've walked through it. Pattaya is all of this stuff.
Debaucherous.
There's so many tourists, so many elephant pant wearers, so many sex parts, so many sex tourists flying in. It's loud as fuck. People were telling you in your video comments to go there. Don't go.
No.
You chose this island, not me, based on someone's recommendation.
Yeah, well, I based it on that it's like the Hawaii of Thailand, and there's a lot of Muay Thai gyms around here, and it's just convenient.
That's what you're doing. You're doing Muay Thai.
Exactly. And it's the less debaucherous place in Thailand, I suppose. I feel like there's three types of people that come to Thailand. There's sexpats, which can't get chicks in their own countries, so they have to resort to coming here. Most of them pay for them as well. Then there's smelly backpackers, and then there's just young couples that can afford to come here.
Yeah,
that this is one of the cheaper holiday destinations.
Yeah.
But in general, not a fan.
The sea is blue and it looks nice, but it's not as clear as you would expect.
No.
We were talking about this. We're spoiled.
More like a green, hey.
But it's really shallow here. The walking in down there. They're just walking in the sea. We're spoiled because we've been to so many beautiful beaches. Dominican Pedernales near Haiti.
Yeah.
That's one of the best beaches I've been to. There was no one there. The water was clear. The sand. There was no seaweed. Nothing.
Yeah. We go to the best beaches on earth, and then we get to the beach where most people spend their holiday. They go there. They wait the whole year to go to that beach, and they spend the whole day at the beach. You and I rock up there. We're like, yeah, I want to go home now because we're so spoiled.
We want Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
We want tea and coffee. Sat on a sofa. We've got
so
stuff
spoiled,
to do on the computer, so. We don't just... You live on holiday.
Yeah.
But...
Permanent holiday.
If you live on a permanent holiday, you don't want to do something every
less.
Day. You do appreciate things less. I'm not shocked anymore.
Exactly. You appreciate things less. Like... yeah, exactly. You arrive to a beautiful place and you're like, yeah, that's cool, because you're seeing it every week. You don't value them as much as somebody who's working in Manchester the whole year and then he comes out to this
place. It means more to them as well.
It means more
to
them,
I want it to mean more to me, but I don't know how to make that happen.
There's Latin America's most famous YouTuber called Luisito Comunica. He has a very clever approach to how he runs his business. He lives in Mexico, his home country.
Is he Mexican? Yeah.
Yeah, he's Mexican. He lives in his home country and he just goes out when he needs to make content and he comes back and relaxes. I think it'll probably end up being like that because you can't travel the world full time. You'll get bored. You'll
get tired.
You know, we're made to want to find a place and settle in, you know.
And then go on them adventures.
Exactly.
Your Kenya adventure was pretty sick.
Exactly.
You went, did it, come back, well, kind of come back, you went somewhere else, but...
You can't do it full time. Yeah. I really feel, I've been doing it for like 2 years now full time, and I really feel like, oh, it would be nice to have a little house and, or a big house, and make that
massive
my base.
House.
A massive house.
Massive house.
No, one house.
Two houses.
And make that my base, and then travel out from there and do what I want to do from there, you know?
It's your life. You choose whatever you feel comfortable with. Same with everyone else. Work towards getting whatever that thing you want. I like seeing new stuff, and I'm going to continue to just pop between countries and return to places that I like. I'm going to come back to Latin America. We'll go back after we've done something. Because there's loads of there I wanted to see, but because of the thing that was happening in 2020, I wasn't allowed into Brazil.
Yeah.
And what a massive country with loads of stuff happening.
Yeah, Brazil is cool.
Everyone grew up on Brazilian football, and I've not yet been to Brazil.
Brazil's cool.
Shout out Pele. Legend.
Oh, you just passed away, huh?
Yeah. You told me he passed away like a month ago, and I was furious. It's like, how haven't I seen this? So he's not. Pele's not dead. There's something else massive happening right now. Massive. Andrew Tate's in jail.
Yeah.
So I don't know much about Andrew Tate. I've purposely not read the hate messages or the love message. There's no in between. It's like, I hate Andrew Tate, or he top G's the best.
Exactly.
Oh, it's mad.
It's always like that, though. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
It's always like that. You're either left or you're right. And people love to put you in a box and categorize you. They love to label you. You're either this or you're this. All people take those sides. They never find a little bit of both and be like, all right, but, you know, they're always this extreme or this extreme.
Yeah, it's mad.
And it's irrational as well.
I don't care about him. I've got one positive thing to say about him. He can't half-market himself.
No.
He's gone... The reason he is the most Google man in the world is by choice.
Yeah, he's genius.
And that's mad. But he's currently in jail for something...
Why is he in jail? That's a thing nobody knows. That's a thing nobody knows. I find, and this is a thing I've thought for a long time, I've believed in a long time, before Andrew Tate, I find that since the history of man, whenever you go against the crowd, whenever you go against the mass thinking, people try to shun you and silence you. And they've been doing that
forever.
We're probably going to get cancelled now after this podcast.
We can't even put that word in because YouTube changing the policy.
There we go. There's another censorship.
So
thing.
I've probably
ridiculous.
Just cut loads of stuff out.
Yeah,
because
you're gonna
I'm
have to cut out a lot of
in.
Words. Yeah. You're gonna have to lot of silence and bleep out a lot of words.
So people watching this are now gonna. I will tell you, all of your favorite YouTubers are gonna start deleting their content
and getting. Limited
and
ads
and limited ads, they're gonna stop being
could be
the good
to mine
ones.
Right now as we speak.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone who swears, anyone who does something not family friendly, they're gonna start getting demonetized, which is not just about money.
And this is a new policy YouTube came
right
up
now.
With like two days ago.
Yeah.
And they didn't even let
money.
Anybody know.
They didn't.
They just
we
did
found
it.
Out through
through some random YouTuber. Yeah.
Yes, he's big like.
And do you know why they're doing that?
Advertisers.
Advertisers.
That's it.
But they probably won't know. So the more advertiser friendly your videos are,
the more money it makes.
The more money YouTube makes because the advertisers are willing to.
We'll talk about this now. It's not just about money for us and every other YouTuber. All YouTubers will tell you the second your video is demonetized, it doesn't get views. Therefore, no new people find you.
Exactly. It's not. They'll just. What they do is YouTube says, "Oh, okay, we can't run ads on your video. We're gonna stop showing your video to people, and your video will just sit there."
So the first episode.
You know what's funny? My videos that get demonetized have millions of views.
Yeah.
My last video in Venezuela, the Morocco one, has like over 1 million views and is completely demonetized. You can't even see the video if you're not signed in. You can't even see the thumbnail if you're not subscribed to me.
Here's a challenge to people then. Anyone who's seen that video, give us a reason why you think that should be demonetized.
Yeah.
None. We've watched every
absolutely
bit of
not.
It. Yeah.
Nothing.
So the first podcast episode, again, that was demonetized. So it was gaining views, people were finding it. It took 3 weeks for me, like, because they demonetized it, and then it stopped growing. 3 weeks it took them to manually review it, and then they went, no, I'm not even giving you a reason.
Yeah.
So that since then, it's got no views.
And that was for me saying I will
It's not the reason.
No?
No, because I, to prove it, people were saying, why are you cutting up clips?
Yeah.
I cut up the clips to find out why the video is demonetized. So I'm putting out, Kurt Kaz calls out Jake Paul, didn't get demonetized. All of the swear words I put in, no demonetized, just the first video. They won't tell us.
They won't tell you, yeah. That's another thing, they don't let you know why as well. They can delete your channel without any reason. I've had another channel just deleted.
Yep.
Just deleted. They didn't even give you a reason. They're like, it goes against our policy, you're cancelled, your channel's been cancelled.
What policy? Which policy?
Yeah, they have a list like this long, which is their community guidelines, and they're so vague. They can say you can't speak about violence. What does that mean? You can't speak about violence.
So boxing's banned.
So you can't talk about Tyson Fury now. That's violence.
Talking you can't about do the, news about a car crash.
Yeah, it's violence. About? Yeah. So they can take your channel down for no apparent reason, and that's why I've created the website Kurt Kaz Army.
It cannot be taken down.
Music's nice, but
we've got a totally different taste in music.
You know, the thing is with music, what it does is it stops you from thinking, though, hey? Essentially. So, like, listening to music is nice in the background and stuff, but in certain moments. I've noticed that if you listen to music, I've noticed this, if you listen to music constantly, you never allow your brain time to think.
I have to have music on or TV. I can't sit in silence, I can't relax.
Really?
No, I don't relax ever. I may look relaxed, but I am on edge at all times. All the time. I've always got two songs happening in my head.
Yeah.
I've always got thinking about we've got to do stuff right after this. But we talk about music in the past. We've got a total opposite taste of music. There's some overlap from old stuff.
But my taste in music changes.
Yours has gone completely reggaeton.
Yeah, my taste in music changes. And some days I feel like listening to this and some days like this. Most of the time, the thing is my best moments come when I'm not, when I'm sat in complete silence at 8 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I haven't slept. That's where I come up with genius ideas.
And I get sat the 50 in, voice messages.
Sat there in complete dead silence while everybody is sleeping. I've sat there like some mastermind.
Right now you're listening to reggaeton.
Yeah, I like reggaeton.
Do you have a playlist that you listen to? Or have you made your own?
I don't listen to music with earphones on. I would only listen to music if I'm working out or...
Riding a moped.
And if there's people around.
Yeah.
Like if I got some chicks over, I'll throw in some reggaeton.
Barry White.
I'm more of a...
Luther Vandross kind of guy.
Type of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For something you didn't know when you first started traveling,
what?
I've always been cheap. You walk out of the airport or walk out of the train station, the first thing that happens in 90% of countries.
You get scammed by taxi drivers or tuk-tuk drivers or anybody that comes up to you, they're out to scam you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that when I first started traveling.
You sit on a beach. Have you noticed we've not been hassled here on the beach?
Yeah, that's one good thing in Thailand is you don't get hassled every 5 minutes.
There are salespeople, but they kind of smile at you and just carry on walking. If you want them, you'll be like, oh, can you come here?
And they'll come, yeah.
Yeah.
And if they walk in this way, they'll be like, massage. And you're like, no. And then they carry on.
Just walk on. That's
nice. In Latin America, it is so annoying. You can't sit for two minutes anywhere without getting pestered.
And it's not acceptable, though. It's totally unacceptable, and I don't like
it. It is very unacceptable.
I get really angry with the comments saying, just give them... No, fuck off.
That is such an American thing to say as well. Just give them 20 bucks and they'll leave. That's why they're annoying you.
And that's why you're poor.
you come to the countries, and then you think that the best way to get them to leave you alone is by giving them 20 bucks. It's not how things work. You make it bad for them, and you make it bad for other people wanting to visit those countries. Then they start expecting every white man or every foreigner that comes there is going to give them $20 for them to leave. So they basically start extorting you.
Yeah.
It's horrible. If you want to help somebody out, that's a different story, but...
Help them out.
Because you're too weak to tell somebody, no thanks, please go away, leave me alone, you're annoying me. Instead, you give them $20 to leave you alone. That is the weakest... most pathetic thing out.
I get called rude on my videos so often. Go subscribe to Mulvey. I haven't made the video in ages, but I might do soon. Called rude for being friendly for a few times. No thank you, I've got no space in my bag.
And you're British on top of it.
Exactly.
English.
it's very difficult to get me angry enough to hit someone. It happens.
Yeah.
But I was in Nepal. That's probably the highest level of harassment I've had. India was nowhere near it. Nepal was well worse. Indians will say, you're going to get harassed in India. I did, but they were more polite and they would eventually go away. I go Nepal, Sri Lanka, India. Pakistan, not even in there. They were nice to me in Pakistan. I didn't get harassed. So let me talk about Nepal.
Yeah, we didn't get arrested.
No, they were nice.
Only like beach scammers on the beach.
They were happy to see us there. Like, hello, nice to meet you.
Exactly.
It was like that in Jordan too. They were nice there. So, Nepal, made the video. I like that video. It's one of my videos that I still tell people to go watch. I'm not disappointed in it. I normally release it and go, I don't like that. That one is funny. I went around
to
Nepal. I walked around and just took the piss out of scammers to the face. There was a guy. He followed me and Tanya all the way up the road. Little tiny guy. He's not in video. I had my camera, but it was in my bag. And I said to him, can you just go away? I was tired and it was hot. I don't want to buy whatever you're buying. And he was smiling and laughing at me. And it was, I'm going to keep following you. And I turned around to him and stopped and looked at him. And he was the tiny little fuck. If you don't walk away from me now, I'm going to smash you in the face. And I said it dead loud. There was people listening.
Say?
He went, he knew what I said, but he didn't believe me. And I took like 4 steps. Tanya hadn't moved. And he took a step towards me. And I turned and walked, full on walked to him. And I grabbed his shirt. So like he weighed nothing. I was like, he couldn't move. I am going to fucking knock you out, you little prick. This is your last chance. I will punch you. Do you understand?
Wow.
And he was like, I went, understand, I will punch you in the face if you don't walk away. And
what
I've seen people walking out of the shops and being like, shit, something's going to happen. His face just went, oh, fuck, I've gone too far.
Yeah.
He's dropped. And I was like, walk away that way.
Yeah.
And I don't get angry. He got me to a point where I was, I really didn't want to hit him.
Colonizer.
Yeah,
Beating
up the locals.
Colonizer.
My point being.
You white colonizer.
You're the colonizer. I'm African.
I'm African too.
Whoa. I'm North African.
I'm South African.
Oh, it's mad as
fuck. So we're both Africans.
Yeah.
High five.
Hey, Africans. I'm not doing any hand symbols on this
Wakanda.
Video. Yeah, I'm not that kind of African.
Not a part of Wakanda?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's in Africa.
Is it?
Yeah.
We're
Africans. You need to know, man.
All right.
How do you not know this?
No, I don't know.
Wakanda. It's in Africa. It's like near Eritrea or something.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little country. You never been?
Never been.
Neither have I. Let's go.
Let's go.
Wakanda for life.
My point was to get rid of all of my tolerance for scammers there was high. Imagine how they treat people who are introverts or shy and they just want to be on holiday. Japanese people, they're so shy and calm.
They're the best tourists.
They are boss.
Have you ever heard of a Japanese tourist starting problems in India?
No, never. Ever heard of somebody being scammed in Japan?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I want to go to Japan. It'll be boss.
Yeah.
We'll do that. I'll do that another time.
I get a lot of comments and messages like that. How do you have the patience to deal with these guys? I do because when I'm holding a camera, I can't slap the shit out of them with a camera in my hand. And two, I'm in their country. I don't want to start unnecessary trouble. That's the thing. You can mostly talk your way out of tricky situations and uncomfortable
situations.
Sticky situations. You can talk your way out of it 99% of the time.
Yeah.
But there are moments where I lose my temper as well. Like you, I also have a long fuse.
Yeah.
I'm very patient with people. Yeah. But there comes a moment where I just snap. So when you're traveling, you have to
be aware.
You have to know how to stand your ground and defend yourself and stand by your morals and principles and don't let people overrun you and take advantage of you.
They are going to do it in lots of places.
They do it almost everywhere in Latin America. And they think that, and the thing is, you'll think, oh, I'm in their country, I have to be polite. No, you don't. Because then when they come to your country, they don't get scammed, first of all. And
that's
everybody
such a big
just gets
point.
Treated
They do
the
not
same.
Come to your country and get scammed.
No.
They don't do it.
No.
You don't, Germans and South Africans, like, just go and
scamming foreigners, yeah.
That guy's Japanese. He's obviously, he looks Japanese or Chinese.
Let's
I'm going to scam
charge
him.
Charge him more than we're
doesn't
charged.
Happen.
The local
doesn't
way.
Happen.
That you shouldn't let them take advantage of.
No, you should be safe. Definitely build
exactly.
up
don't
some sort
stupid.
Of.
Don't fight with people for no,
no
reason. Don't
no,
get in
God,
physical
no.
confrontations. But stand up for yourself. Stand
even
for
massive,
your...
massive. Like let's say we see these 6'6" kickboxers walking around here.
Yeah.
they're still clever enough to know not to start a fight, because 15 guys, mob yeah. mentality will jump on you.
Just gonna stab them, yeah.
Yeah. It's not worth getting stabbed for.
No. If something's in fashion, like, for example, climate change.
Yeah.
If you say anything that doesn't fit their agenda, you get labeled this thing.
Yeah.
Because you have a slightly different opinion to it. So if you're not a Greta Thunberg fan, you're a Nazi. And that's what's been happening since the beginning of mankind. And it's happening right now with everything.
It's getting more amplified because of social media as well.
Exactly. That's also another thing. Most people are normal.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys watching are probably normal.
If you get out and you go see the real world with your own two eyes, you'll see that the world is not like on YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
We think the world is fucked because we do this and we just see fuckness after fuckness after fuckness. We see these debaucherous OnlyFans girls, and we see these, I don't know what, the other spectrum, and they're all arguing back and forth, and it's mostly a Western thing, and we think the whole world is like that. It's not. Most of the world couldn't give a fuck about politics, about racism, about climate change, about Andrew Tate, about Logan Paul, about anything. They don't give a shit. And the only people that do care are YouTube comments, and the people that are spending their time on YouTube bashing others are irrelevant.
It's very strange. Have you ever gone on YouTube? Not ever. As an adult, have you ever gone on YouTube and just started writing negative comments on people's videos? It's a very weird thing to do.
A life to live.
Go down in this video. Go in your video. There'll be people who hate both of us. There'll be people who hate the people we're talking about.
You're welcome to hate me.
Yeah, I'm not bothered. It's weird. You sit online and write negative stuff. Just go and do something cool. I don't hate you. I don't care about you.
These people don't exist in real life. You'll never meet them
on the beach. That is very true. No one's ever said anything negative to me in real life.
Because they sat in their grandma's basement commenting on other people's YouTube videos instead of doing the same thing for themselves.
Just don't be like that. It's weird. And that's not just for us. Don't go on anyone's YouTube channel and just start writing it. Unless you type in Liverpool versus Brentford 3-1 to try and find the highlights. And some idiots uploaded the thumbnail of the real game and put FIFA on there. You can go fuck yourself. Seriously, you little prick. There's loads of... The day it comes out, it's just full of either old games or FIFA highlights. But they put the real... With the real kits, it's fucking balanced.
You're a football fan, eh?
Yeah, fucking...
I barely watch football. I used to like football when I was a kid. I'm sad for Ronaldo that he didn't win the World Cup. But other than that, I couldn't be arsed. I don't really care.
You're a Ronaldo over Messi fan?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, all day. Soon.
I like both. I don't care.
Nah, Messi, I don't care. They're both champs, yeah.
I'm Pele over everyone else.
Yeah?
Yeah. I still think he was the best ever. There's very few people in the world I dislike in general.
Just don't care, hey?
I just don't care.
I don't like influencers taking advantage of their fans, and you shouldn't support it either.
I don't like...
Through crypto scams and NFT scams and...
Further than that, I really dislike... I don't know if I hate it, but I really dislike the influencers. So Jake and Logan Paul and their boys. Then they know what they're doing, regardless of if somebody's come in and made them do it.
And also
they know what they're doing it.
Also, what they're doing is they're teaching people their age that it's cool to act like that. They're teaching guys their age, or younger people, that it's acceptable to... run around through life with no morals or values and scam people and act like a dickhead and just be complete fools. They're making it normal for people. So young kids look up to these clowns and think, oh, that's acceptable for me to act like that. So that's what I don't stand for. That's what I dislike a lot. We should have more people on YouTube that are
against it.
Not just against it, but that are bringing things to society.
That are bringing meaning with
weight behind it, you know? A lot of people message me, actually most people message me, I get hundreds of messages from people every day. Your videos have opened my eyes. Your videos have made me get off of my ass and get out there and do the things I want to do. You know? So there should be less shells online and more people bringing meaningful things.
I have a problem with this as well. Let's go, keep with them two idiots. There are so many of their followers who are still watching it going, that's cool, I want to do it. I want to scam people like they did. They've just made millions. The mentality of my favorite influencer thinks that's okay, therefore it's okay. It's mad. It's a mad thought. I would never look at what them two idiots have done and go, I should do that too. And that's why we brought out Kazcoin.
It's not a project. It's a game.
It's a lifestyle.
Yes, you heard that correctly, my friends. It's a game. Invest your last $1,000 into my game.
Every penny in your bank account, go and donate it to Kazcoin. We will then pull the rug right from under your feet and buy an island. Or we won't, because we're not them idiots. Because it doesn't matter. Ripping someone off would make you feel bad. Okay, so YouTube bringing in these stupid regulations, they're going to keep making them worse and worse and worse. And it's for advertisers and to save children. Stop putting your children onto our channel. I don't. If you're a kid and you're like fucking 10, turn off. Go and tell your mum and get her to block me. Because I don't want you watching my stuff. I swear constantly. And I shouldn't have to stop swearing because some mother is letting their children have a phone to watch my content. She shouldn't be.
That's
letting,
not YouTube's
or dad.
Problem anyways. Their parents should be controlling them.
Not be watching your content of you running around Africa in dangerous situations.
They should rather be watching me than Logan and Jake Paul.
Oh yeah, 100%. That is very true. But they should be on YouTube, kids, watching kids' stuff. It exists.
First of all, kids shouldn't be on YouTube. They should be out fucking playing football.
What
or
did
soccer.
You do when you were like 10? Play football?
Yeah.
Climb trees, ride bikes. That's
exactly.
What I did.
That's what I did. And that's what they should be doing today. Yeah. Kids that are 10 years old and younger should not be sitting at home on their phones watching YouTube. They should be out being kids. I cut down so much on my stuff. I used to have a huge backpacker bag.
Yeah.
It was more of like an army bag, yeah, a military style bag. And that was full. I completely got rid of shit that I don't wear or use. And I only travel with things that I need.
And then you replace your clothes.
And then I replace it. Yeah, so like if I wear a t-shirt and the t-shirt starts getting old, just toss it and buy a new one.
I have from Decathlon, a Quechua backpack. Sponsor me. You know what I mean? I have two of them. Tanya has one. I have one. And one bag has just clothes in. We roll them up tight and shove them in as compact as we can. And then the second bag has laptops and iPads and toiletries. So when we get to the airport, we shove one bag through. The other bag, I pull the laptops out and push that bag through. And that's it. She carries the light one. I carry the heavy one.
Yeah.
We get through airport control like that. We're so on it.
It's very important. If you want to travel a lot, travel light.
You don't need most of the stuff that you think you do. It's just vanity.
Exactly.
You don't need it. Replace you. If you're going to travel full time, I have one pair of trainers.
Yeah.
When they get the back starts wearing out, I'll replace them. That's it.
Get some shoes, universal shoes that you can wear anywhere. In nice situations, smart situations, or just walking to the park.
Yeah.
Or to the shops.
Get some flip-flops
or sandals.
And a gym. I actually do have a gym pair of shoes now because I like running to lose weight.
Or get a pair of shoes that you can wear even to the gym.
I did, and they started to smell so bad that I've now come. You think about it, I'm running every day and it's hot and shit.
True. You know what the best. You know what the best shoes are, and I've come to this realization? Knock off Yeezys. And I'll tell you why. You can wear them with anything. You can wear them at the gym. You can wear them with jeans. You can wear them in smart occasions. And I don't give a fuck if you think they're knockoff. I don't care.
But it doesn't matter.
Exactly. I don't care if they're real or not. They're so convenient. You don't have to do the laces up.
How much are real ones?
I don't know.
$100, $200 or something?
Probably more.
I have no idea.
I think you can't even buy them anymore. Fake ones are like $30.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just so convenient.
Right.
You just slip them on. They're like socks.
What's the
And they don't
the heel.
Age.
What's
they don't,
the... Are they comfortable to run in?
The heel. Yeah, they're super comfortable. And they don't age because they don't crease in the front.
See,
a lot of sports shoes or a lot of shoes, they crease. That material, that leather material, and you see the creases, and that just looks horrible.
Yeah.
And then you're walking around with old Mr. Clown shoes where knockoff Yeezys or similar type of brands are just convenient.
Get some t-shirts, some underwear, some socks, some shorts, a pair of jeans, maybe a down coat so you can roll it up. Wrap it in cling film, put it in the bottom of your bag.
The most important thing is that you're mobile.
Yeah.
And that you can move around quickly without even having to pack up this huge suitcase. You can just hop on a plane.
You don't
have to pay for extra luggage.
Yeah.
You can just put it on your back or just roll it around. It's this big.
Save money. That money's going to the airline. You don't need that suitcase. Yeah.
You don't need this.
I'm not bothered about
your opinion. I travel full time. I have a small suitcase.
I have a backpack. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Medellin is becoming the second Thailand.
It's
Colombia is
yeah.
becoming the second Thailand, and Medellin is becoming
your
the
fault.
Second Pattaya. And it's horrible. If you're watching this, don't go to Medellin
for sex tourism
to bang chicks and pay for it because you can't get chicks in your country. Stop doing that. You're ruining the country. Stop giving scammers money. Stop overpaying for things because you're just ruining it. Not
stop
only for Colombia.
$20 for everything.
That is a very American thing to do.
Yeah.
Go to a country and buy a bread, buy a croissant that costs $1. You're like, oh, he's so nice. Lovely Colombian guy. Here's $50. Now that Colombian guy behind in the bakery is going to say, huh, every gringo, every extranjero, foreigner, is going to give me $50. So they start raising prices first on their goods and their products or services. And then they start expecting these tips from everybody.
Yeah.
And then they start saying tip, tip, tip. You'll notice in Latin America, you'll have kids come up to you and be like, tip, tip, tip. Where do they learn that from? They don't learn that from themselves. They learn that from foreigners coming there and flashing and throwing money around. It's nice to be generous, but one, you're ruining it for those people in those countries, because there's a place in Medellin called El Poblado. El Poblado. It's like a, it's a very nice.
I never went.
It's a very nice.
I will go next time.
Yeah, it's a very nice area of Medellin. Very popular. And it is like kind of, it is kind of a red light district. And when I first arrived in Colombia, I barely saw tourists there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a few. It was just Colombians. It was full of Colombians. Now you go there, you'll barely see any Colombians and you'll just see tourists.
Right.
So what's happened, the prices are going up. Hotels have shot up. Apartments have shot up. Airbnbs are more expensive. Everything in general has gotten more expensive because more and more foreigners. Now, the locals can't go to El Poblado and enjoy a beer because it's more expensive, or they can't rent a place there. So if they come from Cartagena, another city in Colombia, they can't go and stay in El Poblado because gentrification.
Can't afford it.
And that's what I'm trying to get across here, is Colombia is becoming the next Thailand rapidly. Not just slowly, it's growing rapidly because people have seen that they can take $300 flights from the US or from wherever to Colombia and get cheap chicks and live like kings. And
they're
ruining Colombia, man.
I just want to throw in, people don't know what a sex tourist is. A sex tourist is not... there's guys, groups of guys here. They come here, they see a group of girls. Some of them go back and have sex with each other. That's just life. That's not sex tourism. You're just having sex on holiday.
If you bang a chick wherever you are, it's not sex tourism.
Yeah, it's not. You're doing that at home.
We're
doing
not some
it here.
Social justice warriors.
Going
like
here.
Calling people out.
Paying people because you can't get them in your own country.
That's sex tourism. And you're
urging them
loser.
To come and bang you just because you're richer than them. It's weird.
And that ruins the girls in those countries as well. Because you're teaching them that every foreigner has to pay for you. So now they think, oh, every white man or every foreigner has to pay me to have sex with me. You know how many times girls in Colombia, they thought I was one of those dudes. They'd be like, at the end of, you'd spend an hour chatting to them or something like that, or...
What? And they just expect you to pay them?
And then all of a sudden they come up, oh, if you want to come home with me, you have to pay me. And I'm like, get fucked. I'd rather spend that $10 on a steak.
I would rather shit in my hands and clap than pay a girl. Just go and have a wank. You can't.
It's for free.
It's free. Probably. Just, it doesn't matter.
And especially the guys that come to Thailand and pay for longbacks on top of it. $3 longbacks. Come on.
Is that how much a longback costs?
I'm assuming so. They can't be charging more than $3. desperate do you have to be to pay $3 for a longback? There's surely hotter chicks in your country, wherever you're coming from, America. There's hotter chicks in America than here. Yeah?
Yeah, but they can't get these girls. That's the...
Yeah. I don't know. Why? What's happening? There's something going on.
You need to watch the fake gurus who tell you how to pick up chicks. And do it, but do it in your own
country. No, don't watch them, because they're going to show you exactly how not to pick up
chicks. They teach you how to...
be a creep.
Be weird.
They tell you things... They tell you things that work for them. So, for example, they say, oh, you need to sit a certain way and the chick will be attracted to you. Or you need to touch her on her leg and she'll be attracted to you. They'll teach you little mannerisms or things to say or one-liners on how to pick up chicks, and it's completely not true. If you're a creep or you're a dork or a geek, no matter what you say, no matter how you sit or how you touch her,
they're gonna think you're creepy.
They're gonna think you're a creep or a dork regardless, and they will even think you're more of a dork if you do those things. So if you're a dork and some pickup guru tells you touch the girl on her arm at this moment when she blinks her eyes two times and you do it, you're gonna seem like a super creep.
Yeah.
Alone. I'm not a pickup guru, but what I've realized, if you just want to, first of all, you have to be as good looking and strong as me, and handsome and just
rich.
Genius and rich and powerful as me, and then you'll be able to pick up chicks, first of all.
If
you're not that, you're fucked. But no, I'm just kidding.
Just don't be fucking weird.
Just don't be weird and just be a better version of yourself. Just be cool.
But also, so if you're watching this and you're like, but I am a dork, I'm the dork you're talking about. There's dorky girls as well, honestly.
You know what's funny? I've seen most of the hottest chicks are always with the dorkiest guys. Have you not seen that?
All you negative guys who are going to come in the comments, I couldn't give a fuck about you. But I do in a way that, just go and do something cool, go and do something good. Go and enjoy your life. You can't be happy sitting talking shit on YouTube. It's weird. And I'll say on that tone, let's end it.
Yeah.
You got anything else to say?
I think that's a wrap. I think...
thanks for watching.
I believe we've covered a lot of things on this lovely afternoon here in Koh Samui,
Thailand. I would say if they want to see you on again, while we're going to be together for a while, they can let me know. Otherwise, I'll get the next guest on. We'll see.
If you guys have a guest that you want to see on Mulvey's podcast, comment it down below in the comments and we'll see if we can make that happen.
And also, we've got friends who you don't know we're friends with that you'll just see pop up and be like, oh, I didn't know they knew each other.
Yeah.
We don't often put stuff public.
Be humble, brother. You need to be humble like Kurt.
I don't need to be humble.
You need to be humble like Kurt, okay? The most humble.
The most humble. That's the end of the podcast. See you later.